Welcome to everyone on this Reformation Sunday, October the 25th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. We have had lots of weather these past few days. Friday was lovely and sunny and warm. I took Sadie for a walk mid-afternoon and could have worn shorts. It was that warm out. But Friday night into Saturday, we were reminded that fall is indeed here, with lots of wind and rain, cooler temperatures, and heavy cloud. We give thanks for all the weather that God gives us. We give thanks for the seasons that Canada is able to enjoy, even if we don't like the cooler weather. Some notes in the life of Zion this week. On Tuesday evening, Council met online to again discuss Zion's reopening. I'm hoping that you either received a phone call or read the email stating that Zion has decided to remain closed until November 29th. This was not an easy decision for Council to make. There was again much discussion and prayerful thought, but the safety of our members, we do have an older congregation, and that is important to Council that we remain safe during these times of uncertainty. COVID numbers do continue to increase, and so we keep everyone in our prayers as we continue to live in these uncertain times. Council is hopeful that over the next month, numbers will come down and that we will be able to open confidently and safely. Our go-to meeting, Coffee Hour, meets again at 11 o'clock this morning. Please consider joining us if you have never done so. It's really simple to do. If you want to phone in, there is a number, a toll-free number that you can use along with the ID code. This is the same phone number and ID code that you will have received many months ago, and it's also included in the email that goes out each week with the service. And if you have a computer, you just have to download the app and then you click on the meeting and that will take you to the conversation. It is a lively conversation each week. We talk about anything and everything and we laugh. Sometimes we have a pet sharing time, and if you've not met Sadie, you will probably get to meet Sadie because she usually joins me at some point. Everyone is welcome, and we would love to have some more folks join us. Please remember that Zion does rely on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. We are so thankful that we have not sustained any financial hardships during this time, and some of that is in thanks in part to CEWS, the government wage subsidy that we've applied for, but much of it is also due to the congregation who continues to remember the church with their donations. Thank you all to everyone who has continued to support and pray for our congregation in these past 7 months and in the months ahead. We'll now take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. We begin with a Reformation confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own individualistic ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble. Cast away our transgressions and turn us again to life in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ, led by the Holy Spirit. Live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel, and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn is Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and that is from the ELW hymn number 504.